242.
242, good evening. I got your request to talk. How can I help?
The CAD not working and the signal not open to me. The signal light for the FX.
Okay, and that probably has to do with your CAD because your CAD's off. And I definitely see that it's off. When you get to the end of the line, go ahead and turn your master switch in the off position for the entirety of your break. Let everything kind of reload before you start the bus and before you touch the CAD. See if it doesn't fix your CAD issue. In the meantime, we'll have you write a radio work card for the issue. And if those lights aren't working, we'll just have to have you not use those lights for tonight.
Okay, I have other things happen at Gresham Transit Center.
Okay, what happened at Gresham?
I hit my head really bad on the screen and the top of the driver.
Okay, so you injured yourself back at Gresham, and are you rolling right now?
Yes, I'm at 162nd, and I did try to call earlier, but no one answered, and then I have really bad headache now. I can work, but I'm not sure if it's keep getting worse. What can I do?
Okay, well, since you hit your head and you've got a head injury, do you have a knot or any sort of physical sign that you hit your head?
I'm sorry, can you repeat this question, please?
Yeah, so you hit your head. Where on your head did you hit?
The top of my head.
Okay. Do you feel like you need medical at this time?
No, it was just really hard, and I have headache now because how I hit my head, but I'm good. Other than the headache, I'm good.
You know, just to be safe, because it was a head injury, I'm going to have you tie the bus up at your next available stop. Where's that going to be?
I'm at 162nd. Do you want me to go to next stop?
No, if you're at 162nd, I want you to stay where you're at. I'm going to send medical, just that you don't have to take it, but let's just have them take a quick look at you. So go ahead and tie the bus up there. Let your passengers know to hop on your follower. They'll be by shortly. And how's your breathing and vision at this time?
It's good, but last time I have something like this in the bus, and they send me a very big bill. Until now, I can't pay off.
Okay, well, this was an on-the-job injury. So as long as if this happened at work, you need to be going through the proper channels for that as far as an ambulance bill and whatnot. So I don't want you to worry about that right now. What I'm more concerned with is you and how you're doing. So if you don't have any vision issues at this point, let's just go ahead and keep the bus tied up. My partner is going to call for medical for you. Again, you don't have to be transported, but I do want them to take a look at you, and we'll get a supervisor heading that way too.
What I should let the driver, the passenger know what I can say?
So just let the passengers know that your follower is going to be by in a few minutes, and just have them deboard your bus and have them wait behind your bus for the follower. And I'll let them know that you're going to be tied up where you're at.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And if anything changes and you need medical, immediately, I want you to call me back with an emergency medical.